This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Supreme Court says states have the right to ban gender-affirming care, such as hormones or surgery, for minors. The 6-3 majority ruling that the Tennessee ban does not violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and that the issue should be subject to elections and the democratic process. James Sample, law professor, Hofstra University.
I think what it means is that the Tennessee legislature's judgment is not necessarily the judgment of the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court's judgment is that Tennessee and states like Tennessee get to make those judgments for the individuals.
Chief Justice John Roberts writing for the majority, Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor for the dissent, saying that she does so in sadness, adding the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims. The court also okaying plans to store spent nuclear fuel rods in Texas and New Mexico. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 2.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 8.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 33.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49, while the most expensive was $3.49, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08. The national average is down 9.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, with Israel and Iran trading attacks, oil prices have surged to multi-month highs, setting the stage for additional price hikes at gas pumps across the country. He added, as long as tensions in the Middle East continue to escalate, the risk of further impacts on oil prices remains high. For now, I expect gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, while diesel could climb 15 to 25 cents in the coming days. Motorists should prepare for what will likely be modest price increases for now, but the situation has the potential to worsen at any moment. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers 1-for-10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On and off rain today, heavy at times, and embedded thunderstorms are possible too. As high temperatures today stay much cooler, only scraping the low 70s. Flash flooding is possible, and keep an eye on those streams, as around an inch of rainfall or more is likely. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Front seat, just this one time, please. No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma.
If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war? Billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Wednesday, Mittwoch. Mittwoch, as I recall. we got a really big shoe for you today. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment to take your calls for the first hour of the program, Middays with Mark. So if you want to get in the queue, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into the politics of hate. How Trump has weaponized our darkest instincts, and a red alert notice from Senator Chris Murphy. It's pretty remarkable. I just want to share that with you. And a crazy alert, Donald Trump Jr. is blaming trans people for Melissa Hortman's murder, the legislator in Minnesota. Not making this up. It's insane. In the third hour of our program, my colleague and friend Dean Obidala, he does a show here on Sirius XM in the evening, is going to drop by. He wants us to know that there were two MAGA terrorist attacks on Saturday, but the corporate media refuses to call either one of them that. I call this guy the MAGA terrorist, but I think I'm the only one in the media who does so. And also in the third hour, a news summary, outrage over the New York City mayoral candidate's ICE arrest, and the Pentagon just added Greenland to the U.S. homeland. Isn't that sweet? Where are we going with this? But first, for this entire hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. Our Middays with Mark every other Wednesday here. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Committee, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him, or Blue Sky, excuse me, Blue Sky is pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. So good to have you with us always. And hello?
He froze already.
Oh, he froze up. Oh my, he warned us before we started that the internet there at the Capitol building was a little flaky. Apparently it's gone very flaky. I wonder if Elon had something to do with this. There's a couple of things that I want to get into with him. We're trying to reestablish the connection. Maybe at the very worst, we should have a telephone, backline with him. Congressman, if you can hear me, I can't hear anything. Yeah, I think he's restarting his system. So. Let me just share with you. I was going to do this in the next hour, but this is Senator Chris Murphy. This is a message that Senator Chris Murphy published yesterday. He said, last night in the Senate, something really important happened. Republicans forced us to debate their billionaire bailout budget framework. We started voting at 6 p.m. because they knew doing it in the dark of night would minimize media coverage. And they don't want the American people to see how blatant their handover of our government to the billionaire class is. He says, so I want to explain what happened last night and what we did to fight back. And this is really cool. He says, the apex of the Republicans' plan to turn over our government to their wealthy cronies is a giant tax cut for billionaires and corporations. And they plan to pay for it with cuts to programs that working people rely on. You know, popular and necessary programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and SNAP are all being targeted. So in order to pass the tax cut, Republicans have to go through a series of procedural steps. And last night, they took the first step, which requires them to pass an outline of their plan. But with it, any senator can offer as many amendments as they want. So my Democratic colleagues and I did just that. Senator, this is, again, Senator Chris Murphy. He says, now we knew that the Republicans would largely and unanimously oppose them, but we had two objectives here. Where did I go here? One, Republicans were forced to put their opinion on the record, many for the first time, in the most corrupt part of Trump and Musk's agenda. I'm assuming we're getting Congressman Pocan on the telephone at the very least, right, Sean? Sean, we're getting him on the phone, right? Yeah, okay. In fact, it looks like that's him right there. And, Mateo grabbed the call before I could, so I can't put him on the air right now until Mateo lets go of him. Would you please ask Mateo to let go of him so I can put him on the air? Thank you. Okay, and I'll go into producer mode and grab that. And Congressman!
Yes, sorry about that, Tom.
That's quite all right. I was just reading a letter from Chris Murphy, but great to have you with us. I'm going to lock you down here, so, you know, we'll just use the phone audio and you know, we'll try to make the video work here on and off, but this is how we always did it with Bernie. It'll work just fine. So you're there, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, of all the things Elon Musk could have worked on, he didn't work on fixing the internet. So we have a problem with federal internet, sometimes in the D.C. office, sometimes in the local.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. So a couple of quick questions here before we start picking up, you know, calls from people who want to speak with you. And the first is, as a congressman, I'm assuming you have access to intelligence that the rest of us don't. We are hearing from Iran that they don't have a program to build a nuclear bomb, that they haven't had one for years, that there, in fact, was a ruling or a fatwa or whatever by Khamenei years ago that would be a violation of Islam. And Netanyahu has been claiming that Iran is going to have an atomic bomb within a few weeks since the 1990s. So what is it? Does Iran actually represent a threat to the region, a nuclear threat, or is it true that, you know, even if they are enriching uranium aggressively, that it would still take them a long, long time to actually come up with a bomb that they could deliver?
So I don't think I have any unique information other than what you just said, is we've heard over the years Benjamin Netanyahu say that somehow they were going to have a nuclear weapon, which they've never had. We've had an agreement in place until Trump lifted it to make sure that they didn't have it happening. And, you know, most of what Benjamin Netanyahu has been doing has been his own agenda, whether it be in Gaza and the West Bank or perhaps now with Iran. It's about trying to have a bigger goal of trying to eradicate any threats to Israel, in his opinion, and that's not enough of a reason for the United States to get involved at all.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you. Also, 700 troops have been mobilized to help ICE raids in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. Trump is tripling down on sending the military into the streets of America, apparently in defiance of Posse Comitatus. And it looks like, you know, what I'm reading is this case before the Ninth Circuit about whether this is legal. The Ninth Circuit, or at least this three-judge panel, may well go against the district judge, Judge Breyer, and rule in Trump's favor. I'm curious your thoughts on all of this and you know, the New York City mayoral candidate and comptroller getting arrested by ICE and, you know, just generally what's going on here.
Well, you know, Trump does not want to talk about his tax bill. for good reason. Every time, you know, we've done polling, when you give their argument and argument, it drops about 20 points. And if you just talk about our argument, it drops about 30 points. And he knows that. So he's desperate to have different conversations, one of which that he always loves having is about the border, because he does quite well on polling on that. Our message is not as widely supported right now in how it's been presented. So he's going to use ICE very aggressively, illegally. The good news is we know whenever there is a lawsuit and he loses, he caves, because he's a caver in chief. 184 positive adjudications have happened out of the 250 cases that are out there. So that's huge. But this is something he's going to keep talking about. So we're not talking about that tax bill that's for him and Elon Musk and other people who can afford to belong to Mar-a-Lago.
Are you suggesting that he's not really trying to be the fascist president of the United States, that he's not really trying to put troops in the streets and threaten people and all this other fascist stuff, that all of this is just so that he can pass a tax break for billionaires and he's trying to use it as a distraction?
I think he would like to, because anything that's in Project 2025, he wants to do, right? We know that. So I think he would like to do some of these things, but I think the push right now is very much to divert the discussion from his holy grail, which is this tax bill. I mean, he's stealing from all of our pockets to enrich people like him. And that's why I think you're seeing what's happening in California. I mean, don't forget, L.A. is about 3-square-block area. I've seen that same car on fire. You'd think that, you know, half of L.A. is on fire, and it's right. The same small footage they're using. And I think he's doing it very intentionally.
Are you concerned that he is trying to change our form of government?
Well, I think, you know, we all are every day, right, and watching what he's doing. The good news is our founders did a good job in putting our rule of law together, and it's largely holding. And they do cave, and I've heard this from attorney generals who are doing lawsuits and others. But right now, watching this, I do think he is definitely trying to change the conversation. And if we're not careful, he'll pass this probably by the August break is what they're trying to do. And at that point, a lot of people, millions and millions of people will have lost health care. Millions and millions of people will pay more for health care, and millions of people will lose food assistance.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't share your optimism. I actually believe this man is trying to turn us into a dictatorship. But we can continue the conversation.
I don't disagree he would like to do those things. I think right now, though, there is an intentionality.
Yeah. Okay. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. We'll be picking up your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 17 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls for Mark Pocan. Congressman Mark Pocan, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stick around. It's Middays with Mark. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Preserve slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervé, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervé can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervé may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervé today.
Izervé gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervé.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
He said, I'll bring the factories back with promises.
We have a second hybrid up now?
But behind
we don't. Okay. All right, let's see here. Congressman Wayne in Battleboro, North Carolina. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan, and just ignore the echo, Wayne, and go for it.
I totally understand. I'm Tom, Mark, thank you for taking my call. I'm technically in Thompson, Georgia right now. I'm an over-road truck driver. First thing I was calling about was what are we going to do about the Virginia 11th congressional district seat of Gary Connolly, and because the the Republicans are stating how they're going to just steal that seat, flip it, because there's no turnout, and it's going to be on a weekend that a majority of people are traveling. And then the second question is, what are we going to do about, you know, we need to get more of our seasonal visas for people to work on the farms and stuff that are coming from, you know, from the southern countries and such. And how are we going to get something through that's, you know, or is it just a divide that we're happier with the divide than we are fixing the problem? And I'll take the answers off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. So I think I would say to the first one, I haven't heard any concerns about the Virginia election right now that in any way the Democrats are at risk on that seat. So I'm not sure what you're hearing, but I haven't heard anything to provide any extra caution. On the second part, you know, I mean, if Trump were ever consistent on anything, maybe we could figure out this. But, you know, he has politicized the issue of the border so strongly. Tom, I saw a poll recently by a friendly progressive group that showed, quite honestly, the Democratic messaging at a 58-point deficit on this issue, and they know it. That's why they're, I think, again, rolling with it so aggressively. But it's a little hard to say you're going to go after, you know, people on immigration and then let people in the country to work on visas because it's inconsistent. Now, of course, Donald Trump is inconsistent on his messaging every single day. And just recently he said they were going to lay off of people working on farms, et cetera. And now that's been reversed again because he has to keep to the original racist rhetoric that he's always been at. So I just think it's going to be difficult to see anything until you have a rational way of discussing immigration policy. And I doubt that'll ever happen under Donald Trump.
I am hearing that Trump refers to Stephen Miller as Weird Stephen. A lot of us call him Pee Wee German. But yeah. I'm also hearing that he actually is the guy who's running the White House right now. What do you know about that?
Well, there's no question many of these policies that we're seeing are absolutely Stephen Miller policies, right? And, given all that they're trying to do, I mean, Stephen Miller, that polling was really troubling, Tom, because while there are certainly things people strongly believe you should have due process and other aspects of what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, right now, overall, they know this is a winning issue the way they talk about it, and I think Stephen Miller's pushing it.
Yeah, I get it. Although people are starting to be rather horrified by friends and neighbors being dragged off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, watching some of this with, you know, senators and what they're doing in other areas, that yeah. video will build and have the right effect.
I think so. Hang on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it.
Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, ICE agents are taking people into custody with no identification and they're masked. What is the legality of that? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. Democratic Congressman Mark Bocan, whose district includes Madison, said residents won't receive federal dollars to mitigate noise from Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 fighter jets based at Truax Field. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Bocan said the Department of Defense denied the funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On and off rain today, heavy at times, and embedded thunderstorms are possible too. As high temperatures today stay much cooler, only scraping the low 70s. Flash flooding is possible, and keep an eye on those streams, as around an inch of rainfall or more is likely. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. Congressman, can you hear me? Are you there? Hybrid B apparently is not working. Okay, so I'm going to put him back on hold and pick him up on Hybrid A. And we'll try this again. Congressman, are you there?
Video. Can you hear me?
Oh, we've got him on video. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we figured out a way to use streaming that's not federal internet on my laptop. So
Very cool.
A little gum and we fixed it.
There you go. Baleen wire and bubble gum. All righty. Yep. So let's pick up some calls here. Pat in Sacramento, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Congressman. I just had a kind of an idea I'm going to run past you here. I was wondering if maybe blue states could, like, form a coalition and kind of pool their money for disasters and help each other out, and also kind of keep the federal money and use it for ourselves because the federal government isn't funding the programs that we're paying for. So I was wondering if that could possibly be something that you guys could think about, and also if farms start going under because they're taking all their people, maybe the coalition of voters can kind of go to those farms and help out. I was wondering if that's a idea that could possibly, I don't know, help.
I mean, what you're essentially saying is that we shouldn't pay any taxes or any dollars in, and I don't know how you would actually do that because, you know, there's so many people across the country, you know, who would be paying in, essentially. Those are the tax dollars that get sent back out. You know, certainly, I mean, when you look at the blue states, California alone is 1/6 of, you know, the country and probably even more so of the economy of the country. But I think it would be difficult. I know what you're saying, but I think it would be difficult to make it work in actual practice.
Blake in Kokomo, Indiana, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan. Blake.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was wanting to talk about this whole issue with people bringing up what is a woman, quote unquote. And on our driver's licenses, it's only got one letter. It's either M or F, right? So I was thinking, like, okay, so after the M or F, you could have MXX or female. XY, which would be 90% of the population, and then if you have, you know, the other's possibilities, then, you know, that's how you self-identify on your driver's license, at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're making it more difficult than if you just let someone determine what they want on their driver's license, then, you know, we don't have to have a lot of extra letters to put out there. Again, don't forget, this is really a wedge issue for the Republicans. You know, we weren't talking about it. They bought ads last fall, and then people said, oh, the Democrats only talked about it. No, it was the Republicans who put ads out there. I mean, this is, you know, how they govern by fear, how they run elections by fear. And, you know, Tom, I had a guy, this conservative podcast, come to one of my town halls I did in another district. And, you know, I thought he was very clever by asking the question, you know, what is a woman? And the answer I should have said is something you're never probably going to see. You know, might have been a better way of answering it because, you know, this isn't an intelligent conversation people are trying to have. And I appreciate Blake is trying to come up with an answer. But, you know, the answer really is respect people. And if people are saying they should be able to identify their own gender on a license, and we shouldn't have to, I think, you know, create a lot of extra steps to just make Republicans, because then they're still going to manipulate it and use it anyway. So it's not like there's a problem that exists other than for Republicans.
Yeah, amen. Chip in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. And Congressman, thank you sincerely for all that you do. I've been following you in your and the battle you've had with Derek Van Orden in regards to the big, beautiful bill that they're calling it, which is really the big, ugly bill, as we know. And I'm focusing on that. It is so awful that there's no way in the world I could describe it. But the thing I think is being missed is the lack of honest debate, as you say, you know, smart, intelligent talk about what it really is. And if they can, if the GOP can actually make the argument, great. But instead, like Orton's doing, he's just lying about it. So I'm calling to offer a suggestion, or actually a suggestion in a little parts to that. I recently heard an interview with Sam Feist, who's the new head of C-SPAN, and he actually seems very friendly to the type of debate type of situation that I think you could ask for. In other words, contact Orden and Van Orden and have them say, look, on C-SPAN is willing to do a debate on X and make it very public. Feist, the old CNN crossfire days, so obviously that's right up his bailiwick. And what is missing is either to get the GOP to actually defend this awful bill. I mean, it's literally like asking America to take out a second mortgage in order to pay for my rich uncle's third yacht, and at the same time give up the health care for my kid and grandmothers. It is absolutely horrible. There's no way in the world they can defend it, and the only way they're doing it is with lies. And somehow you guys got to come up with a way in order to
Chip, let's let the congressman respond here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what Chip is saying, because, you know, this has been, Tom, you know, something I've been focusing on, which is going into Republican districts and holding town halls. They're told not to by their leadership for good reason. Mm-hmm. And I think the power of doing this is it's not he said, she said, this number, that number, who's going to lose health care. It's common sense. If you really are proud of a bill, they're claiming this is a good bill, you should want to get on the rooftop and shout about it. Instead, if you're hiding in your basement, maybe everything you say about the bill is BS, right? So I'm going to Republican districts so people can, one, vent and be heard, but two, getting out, you know, this common sense message. And so Derek Van Orden, who represents a district to my west, who has a swing district, he's one of the duller crayons in the box of Congress, Tom. And, you know, he keeps saying lies about the bill. So I've challenged him to debate his district, my district, anytime, the merits. And he just keeps, you know, coming back with some stupid, you know, clever little thing he thinks, instead of taking on the issue that they don't want to debate it. But people are getting it. And I'm looking at this social media traffic. They understand if they're afraid to talk about the bill that's supposedly so good, maybe they don't have much to talk about. And I think that we need to be much more aggressive as Democrats doing this with Republicans across the country.
Amen. Fred in Exeter, New Hampshire, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on. I basically have a simple question, because I'm really kind of upset. I'm trying to really calm down here. But my question is this. Why does the U.S. unconditionally support Israel? I mean, it's criminally insane what they're doing. There's a genocide that really has not been talked about enough. They're basically killing people on purpose who are just trying to get food. This is land that was Palestinian land. And here the United States unconditionally gives money and weapons out of my taxes to kill innocent people, because Netanyahu wants to basically take over Gaza, and he's going to take over the West Bank. And the Congress and the Senate is just has this sick adoration of no matter what Israel does, They're great with it. I mean, it's really insane.
Yeah.
Why?
Let's get a response, Fred.
Can you shed some light on this?
Yeah. Thank you, Fred.
Sure. I think two things I could say offhand. One would be kind of the Joe Biden argument. You know, Israel was a long, long time ally of the United States. And prior to Netanyahu, you know, we have done many, many things with the people of Israel, and, you know, things are completely different. I agree, under Netanyahu right now. I mean, you know, for a long time, Gaza's been an open-air prison. That goes predates Netanyahu, and certainly those are complaints we should have been more aggressive on as a country. But in general, they've been an ally, and I think people like Joe Biden kind of had that mindset when I wish he would have been much more aggressive than what happened during, you know, since October 7th in particular. But secondly, you know, there are a lot of groups that are very much pro-Netanyahu. They're very influential in our politics. One is called AIPAC. You know, AIPAC challenges Democrats who challenge Netanyahu, and they've been successful in beating Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush, and they have a lot of money behind this, and a lot of folks are afraid to ruffle their feathers. Some of us are not. But, you know, they've regularly called into my district trying to find me a challenger. And I think it's between the old relationship, and really, I still think we have a good relationship with the people of Israel. It's Netanyahu is an international war criminal, right? He's been charged with one. He should be tried for one. And what he's doing is not short of genocide right now, in Gaza in particular. But, you know, I don't want to forget what's happening in the West Bank either. And now his most recent excursion going after Iran, which I'm not yet convinced is justified, you know, is him just trying to expect us to have his back. And I think that relationship is definitely very different. That's why we've introduced legislation to make Congress have to approve any offensive weapons in the future. And we're just still trying to build that support. So hopefully those two give you a little bit of insight. One is there's an old feeling around how the U.S. relationship was with Israel. But secondly is some of these
You're
groups and elections
and
money.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. Middays with Mark taking your calls. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The North Carolina legislature once again finds itself in federal court for two racial gerrymandering cases in a trial beginning June 16th. Voters and three pro-voter groups accused GOP leaders of violating the 14th and 15th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. The cases were brought in late 2023 by Black North Carolina voters, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, the state NAACP, and Common Cause. They contend that GOP legislators intentionally diluted Black voting power in the so-called Black Belt and other regions, affecting 9 state House districts, 5 state Senate districts, and 6 congressional districts. The original complaint contends, quote, "The General Assembly targeted predominantly Black voting precincts with surgical precision throughout the state in drawing and enacting the 2023 plans at the expense of traditional redistricting criteria to achieve preferred district lines that diminish Black voters' ability to elect candidates of their choice at all levels of government," unquote. The legislature, in a familiar refrain, claims the gerrymandering was done for partisan reasons, out of bounds for federal courts, not for racial discrimination reasons. The trial is expected to last through July 9th and a decision before fall. We've linked to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom. And welcome back. Do we have Congressman Pocan back with us? Good. Yeah, I can. There you go. Okay. Let's pick up another caller here, Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Sue, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. I don't know if all of you are aware of it or not, but, you know, with all these protests going on, the people are upset. The people don't like the greed and the corruption. And I have an idea. It may not be, may not be able to be put into effect until we get a Democratic majority, but we need to stop Citizens United to get the money out of it, out of our campaigns, so that each candidate just gets the same amount. And I also want to suggest that with what the Republicans did with their 2025 thing, if the Democrats could do something like that, but get ideas from the constituents, from the people, and have
Democratic
people call
project
them.
2025. Sue, let's let the congressman answer. Thank you.
Yeah, Sue, on the first part, I mean, you are absolutely right. Ending Citizens United is going to in many ways help every other issue because it's the power of special interest coming in, whether it be wealthy individuals or special interests by group that have undue influence because of the amount of money in campaigns. And when you talk about everyone getting the same amount, I mean, I've long been an advocate for public funding of elections that would do that. In fact, where it was done well is then if outside groups did come in, there'd be even more money that released to try to counter that, to disincentivize that outside money. To me, that's a great idea. However, I'll let you know, sometimes people who get elected by the current system aren't the first ones trying to change it. So that has been a difficulty in the past on the public finance side of it. But End Citizens United, I know, was part of our H.R. 1 bill to take care of that. And then secondly, I mean, absolutely, we need to make sure that when we're coming back, that we have to, first of all, fix a lot of what Donald Trump is currently breaking. But, you know, let's have a big vision that's going to include everyone for national health care, for Social Security that's going to continue to work, to make sure that so many of these big issues, let's not just take off the rough edges. Let's make sure that we're doing things that make our country live up to the promise it offers, and that should be our goal.
Dave in Buffalo, New York, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Mark Pocan and Tom, thank you. With Melissa Hortman, it was the an act of stochastic terrorism, and Iran is just another splash of ketchup for the fraudulent guy in office because the deportation isn't going as smoothly as he would like, and Iran, he can't control.
So, Dave, what's your question for the congressman? We just have a minute and a half here.
Stochastic terrorism, Trump has brought that to our country.
Okay, Congressman, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think the political rhetoric that Donald Trump uses, and unfortunately, even Mike Johnson, soft-spoken Mike Johnson, when he said that, you know, Governor Newsom should be tarred and feathered, does not help because we're seeing the MAGA threats to Republican senators during voting for confirming secretaries. We're seeing the threats to governors like in Pennsylvania, Governor Shapiro, and we're watching now what happened to state legislators and members of Congress in Minnesota. But a big part of it is the rhetoric that Donald Trump puts out there, that the other party is your enemy, that people are subhuman.
Yeah. Okay, there he goes. Oh, my goodness. It really is a, this really is a crisis. And this, in fact, this is,
and when
oh, there you go. Are you back?
Yeah, I didn't know I was gone.
Yeah,
sorry.
You were. But you can finish your thought. We have about 20 seconds. Oh, it froze up again. This is just for the record, this is my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, which I'm going to be talking about on the other side of this break, which is that hate is a powerful, powerful force that Donald Trump has harnessed and he's using. Are you back, Congressman? Yes, no, maybe? Nope, he isn't. It just was just there for a second. All righty. Well, Congressman, if you can hear me, thank you so much for being with us today. We really, truly appreciate it. We always appreciate it. Middays with Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan. Check out his website at pocan.house.gov. And I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captopril Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Tennessee law that prohibits the use of gender-affirming medicine and surgery for transgender children. A 6-3 decision, Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign.
These are not about special rights. It's just about getting equal rights to access to, you know, medically necessary health care, period.
A Listeria food poisoning outbreak that has killed three people is linked to newly recalled Heat and Eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo, sold at Kroger and Walmart stores, say federal health officials. Sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented with a range of options by his national security team, including the U.S. directly attacking Iranian nuclear facilities. Brad Lander, Democratic politician who was at immigration court with a migrant in New York, was arrested by immigration police who accused him of obstructing their operations. This is ABC News.